Blog Talk Radio.
Of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called True Value, What Matters in Business and Life. And the reason I want to talk about this is very simple, because when you have a business, you have to have your priorities in place. According to Eric Barker, the single most important thing to do if you want to live a long, happy life is spend time with friends. That's true value for our lives. Of course, we can't just hang out all day. We have much more to accomplish in life. Who are you not to succeed? That's the attitude to have. Keep pushing, keep going, and keep attracting other great people and momentum into your life. One step at a time, you can do it. We are walking down a small cobblestone street in Providence. It was a perfect June day, sunny and still warm in the late afternoon. The old, unpainted buildings had an amber glow. Some of these buildings, we had learned from poking our heads inside, contained modest-sized apartments. Others enclosed elegant residences that only the wealthy could afford. From the outside, though, you couldn't tell one from the other. That's a good thing. From the outside, nobody can tell how much money you have. It's the opposite back home in Florida. Wealthy people want everyone to know how much money they have. They tear down old buildings and replace them with mansions. It's just a question of value. We stopped at a cafe about a block from where we were staying. It was nearly filled with people having drinks and smoking everything, enjoying the end of their workday. A young girl stood under an oak tree playing Bach on a violin. John Mock, the owner, brought us coffee. I wrote in my journal. It says here, you can survive without food for 3 weeks, 3 days without water, but only 3 minutes without oxygen. Japanese pearl divers can stay underwater for 10 minutes, I said. The world record is something like 19 minutes and 21 seconds. I thought about that as we walked back to our place. So much of our time is spent pursuing goals that have questionable or temporary value, and often we ignore what is most important, like oxygen. What could be more important to human beings than oxygen? Yet we don't spend any time appreciating it. I made a mental note to mention oxygen the next time I said grace. Bill Varner and I often surprise our marketing proteges by saying that there is an inverse relationship between what is valuable and how much people will pay for it. I remember a meeting in London with the people running Bill's investment publishing business there. We pointed out that their free services usually focused on investment strategies, their $100 newsletters focused on investment analysis, and their $1,000 services provided trading tips. The strategies, fundamentals, timing, etc., are all what really determine financial success, we reminded them, yet nobody is willing to pay for that. They will pay $100 for stock analysis, and they'll pay even more for single sentence buy recommendations. We've tried reversing the price structure many times, but it never works. When I have candid conversations with very successful investors, they never give me stock tips. They always talk about fundamentals. The same is true in the world of business. The entrepreneurs I know who make huge money seldom talk about specific business opportunities. They prefer to discuss the universal principles. There is a reason for that. When we have ready access to wealth-building opportunities, you understand that they, in and of themselves, have little value. What counts is being able to analyze them quickly and efficiently, cull out the best ones, and then take advantage of them. The knowledge is what separates you from the rest of the pack, and the knowledge is scarce. But if you're like most people, specific opportunities are rarely available to you. Colleagues don't call you up and offer you inside deals. Your broker doesn't care much if he pleases you. He just wants to sell something and take your commission. So because genuine opportunities are scarce, you tend to jump in on anything that feels good. Trouble is, since you are an outsider, most of what you are pitched is not special. You don't know that, but you fork over your money anyway, and then you are disappointed. There is a lesson here for entrepreneurs. Without solid understanding of fundamentals, it is hard to make smart wealth-building decisions. If you want to be successful, you must learn to value what is truly valuable. So what are the most important things for entrepreneurs to know about wealth building? Here is a short list. You will never get rich chasing the next hot opportunity. Understand the larger business trends. Discover how wealth builders of the past have profited from them. And do the same with your time and money. All businesses develop in much the same way. They go through stages, each one of which has its own problems, challenges, and opportunities. To take this business from one level to the next, you must learn what those problems, challenges, and opportunities are and take advantage of them. Never invest in a business or an industry that you don't understand. It doesn't matter how great the opportunity seems. If you don't know the market well, you will invariably make bad and costly decisions. When fledgling entrepreneurs come to me and ask me to mentor them in wealth building, I always tell them the same thing. Everything I know, I have already written down in the books I have written. You can find out what you need to know by reading these books. Most of the time, they don't follow my advice. They can't believe that something they might find in a best-selling book will give them what they are looking for, a formula for getting from zero to millions of dollars. They tell me that they want to hire me to be their personal consultant, no matter what it costs. And when I explain they am not taking on any new clients, they are discouraged, but they shouldn't be. There is no question that getting mentored by a successful wealth builder is more valuable than reading a book, but the value is in the prompting and coaching and correcting, not in the essential ideas. If you are still struggling to hitch a ride on the money train, the problem may be that you don't understand the fundamentals. Take this 5-question test to judge your knowledge. What is the single most important rule of acquiring great wealth? What return on investment do you need every year to acquire the net worth you are seeking? What sort of enterprises will give you the return on investment? What is the optimal selling strategy for the most successful business in your industry? What is the allowable acquisition cost for your business? If you didn't know the answers to at least 4 of these questions, you should read or reread 2 of my New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling books, Automatic Wealth and Ready, Fire, and Aim. Combined, they contain everything I know about building wealth. And that is important to understand because, you know, everyone thinks, well, you know, I'll go get a job, I'll work 30 years, I'll make X amount of dollars, and when I'm ready to retire, I will be wealthy. Well, guess what? You work 40 years, 40 hours a week, and you end up with only 40% of what you ever earn. So when you consider those odds, think about what you can do and what you love to do and how it can help you build and generate the wealth that you truly want. And one of the things is that I was referring to someone through a friend, and she was saying, because she knew my background in coaching, and she suggested that I be in touch with him and was saying that we could help each other. And what he was doing at that time and what he's doing today is something totally different. But for the fact that my knowledge and the advice that I've given him, as he goes ahead and builds his company, I'm going to be on his advisory board and end up making 8 monthly stipends just because of the time that I've spent with him over the years giving him good advice. So, you know, if you have something that you truly enjoy doing or really love to do, then figure out a way how you can turn around and make an income with it. Because if you do that, then guess what? You will put yourself into a position of being able to have the income that you truly want in life. And it's a matter of understanding where you come from, how you can benefit from the things that you truly understand. And guess what? If you know what it is that you need to do, what is, you know, all of us are unique. Every one of us have a niche that really helps us, that puts us where we truly want to be. So think about the things that you do. Think about the things that you have to offer. And think about all of the things that you can do that can truly help you get where you want to be in the future. And guess what? You will, in the long run, be able to do the things that you truly want to do with your life and go and be that person that you truly want to have in your lifetime. So why not plan your future, set your goals. And some of the things that you can do in goal setting is write them down. Write it. First of all, sit down and write down what it is that your end goal is. Then write down all the things that you have to do to reach that end goal. Then figure out financially what it will take for you to be able to reach that end goal. And you know, today what we are forgetting about is that we have been taught, even if you're in business for yourself, that you have a physical location. And, you know, a retail store, when they open a business, even before they sell their first product, guess what? They have to have money in the bank just to open their doors. They have to turn their lights on. They have to turn on their telephones. They have to hire and pay and train before they even sell their first product. So when you consider all of those things that go into starting a business, guess what? You can end up putting yourself in a position where you have more money going out. But, you know, today, with many of those stores today, they also have to have websites. So department stores, when they have less load times, they can weather it because not just that they have a website that people will buy from, but that they have to also put out thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising on media. And today, a lot of people are doing more and more of their purchases online because people don't have, first of all, let's back up. Gas has gone up to, in the United States, over $5 an hour. It's fluctuating. In Europe, in Asia, in other continents, gas is double and triple that amount of money because guess what? How they decide what they're going to charge is based on the dollar. So if it's based on the value of the dollar, and guess what? It's going to stay low in the United States and be high in other parts of the world. But if anything ever happens to the dollar and the value goes down tremendously, then guess what's going to happen? people complaining because they have to, depending on your job. That is why it's become more and more feasible that people will buy more from home, and especially people are working from home. And a lot of small businesses that have shops in strip malls, they have found that they can continue their business online and make as much and have a warehouse where they stock their product rather than having to have a retail store, because all you have to do is the research. And the return on investment per the cost of the expense up front, it is more feasible to see that people are doing more and more business on the internet. And think about it. When you figure out not only gas, but the cost of insurance, the cost of the upkeep of the car, then guess what? You are going to put yourself in a position where you have to figure out how you're going to be more cost-effective and think about what you're going to do with your business. You have to be more cost-effective there as well. So think of all of these things. Think of the things that you've done and that you want to do, and plan for the future. Because as you plan for the future, then guess what? You will be able to put yourself into a position where you are having the opportunity to take control of your life and the things that you want to do, and make your plans accordingly. Because guess what? When you think of those things, when you think of all the things that you've done, and how, and the expertise that you've gained over time, you do have something to sell. It's just a matter of what are you going to do and how are you going to do the things that are going to help you grow as an individual. Because guess what? All of those things that really grow, they truly understand that the things that you need in life, what is essential, is going to put you where you truly want to be. And guess what else? We are looking to be more cost-effective in the way we do business today. And you're going to see that more and more. And you know, here's another thing to consider is all business is done electronically today. That is why you see debit cards and credit cards having the smart chips on, especially the debit cards, because years ago you could write a check and it could take anywhere from 4 to 7 days to clear, which would give you the opportunity to put the money in to cover that check. And then what was happening was more and more people were finding that they didn't have the opportunity to get the money in, and the checks were bouncing, and they were putting themselves more and more in debt and ruining their credibility. And, you know, if you are going out to start a business, your credit is very important to you, and then you have to figure out how you are going to make that grow as an individual. So look at your plan. Think of what matters to you, especially in business, because, you know, you want to do business with someone that has a good reputation and is an authority on their subject. So why wouldn't someone else want to do business with you based on those same principles? So look for ways that you can grow and build on your experiences and plans for the future. And, you know, let's put it this way. There were some valid points made in that article that you truly need to be aware of the fact that Knowledge is what separates you from the rest of the pack, and that knowledge is scarce. There is a lesson here for entrepreneurs. Without a solid understanding of the fundamentals, it is hard to make smart wealth-building decisions. If you want to be successful, you must learn to value what is truly valuable. And even though this is talking about wealth, guess what? That applies to everything. So let's reiterate again. What is the single most important rule in acquiring great wealth? And that can be wealth, that can be in business, that can be in almost any part of your life that you're looking at. Okay. The next thing is, what return on investment do you need every year to acquire the net worth you are seeking? Well, think about it. That is the biggest thing. When you invest in a business, what is the return going to be? How are you going to grow over a long period of time? What sort of enterprises will give you that return on investment? You know, when you're looking at it, when you're in high school and you're thinking of college, you need to look at what it is that you enjoy doing, but you also need to look at what the job market is, because 20 years ago, where the job market was then and where it is today is totally different. So unless you're with a counselor or an advisor in your school that understands what your special niche is and what you're truly gifted at, you have to look at their advice and take it, but you also have to take it and return and think back to how you can utilize all of that information and bring it back to where you are right now, and how you can bring it into what your true interests are. So, what is the optimal selling strategy for the most successful business in your industry? If you have a specific industry that you're looking at, you need to look at your competition. You want to know what makes them unique, because guess what? If you know what makes them unique, then you can figure out what will make you unique and different and bring you to what it is that you truly feel you can accomplish in your future goals in the industry that you have chosen to be in. What is the allowable acquisition cost for your business? Well, think about it. When you have a business on the internet, your initial cost is getting your website up and running and then figuring out how to market it using social media and advertising banners on certain websites, on places, and there are websites where you can go on and you can promote your website and entice people. And if you are looking for a sales force, you can set up an affiliate program or a distributor program where you have a sales force of people that are helping you sell your product at a reasonable amount, and then you are willing to pay them a percentage of that. And guess what? That is how people are doing business today. You have to throw out of the window what they taught you in business school 10, 15 years ago, because what worked then doesn't always work today. And guess what? We are continually changing. So there's new things happening on a daily basis, and how are you going to plan for your future? And your future can be almost anything of value to you. So think of all of your plans. Where are you going to be in the future? And how can you build a business that is going to create wealth for you? And let's look at it this way. You also need to look at having multiple streams of income, because your competition may very well need your expertise to help them sell their products, but while you're helping them sell their products, you can be learning from them and have them be your mentor to teach you what you need to do to make your business successful. and what your goals are and how your plans in the future are going to work, then guess what? You will succeed. And we've been talking about business, but what about your personal life? One of the things that people are looking for with wealth is when they retire, how they can go out and enjoy their life. Because when you think back over your parents in their time, when they went to work for the company, it was the idea that when they retired, they would live comfortably, they would be able to travel, they would be able to do the things that they did not have the opportunity to do during that specific time when they had young children and they had other expenses, so that Social Security at that time was supposed to be a stopgap and an avenue of where you were putting your money during your work years, so that as you retired, you would have the opportunity to grow and build and live comfortably and enjoy your life. Well, they didn't always consider the fact of the cost of living and life and how things were going to change and how society was going to change. They were just planning on things staying status quo. You know, life never stays status quo. We're always going to change. And what I would like to do is also remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can help you to strategize and set up a plan to build a successful business and how to plan for your future and how to build the financial security that you need for your later life and enjoy your life. So where are you today? Where do you want to be in the future? And how can you take what is currently happening and make those plans work for you so that you can enjoy what it is that you truly want in life, and that you can also go out and look at all the things that you need to do that's going to help you financially, put yourself in a position of having what you want in life. And I would like to remind you that you can come back next week when we are going to talk about goal setting.